Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Thank you for tuning in to Local Focus on your community radio station, WTZQ. I have some great news. We have been talking about things opening back up. Things have been opening back up. Well, guess what? The Brevard Music Center Summer Music Festival will be back this year. And I have on the line with us this morning on Local Focus, Kat Warner, Marketing and Communications Manager for Brevard Music Center, and Jason Posnock, VP and Chief Artistic Officer for the Brevard Music Center. Good morning, Kat. Good morning, Jason. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Great to have you here. Jason, let's start with you. The Brevard Music Center Summer Music Festival is back. We can pine on about last year as much as we want, but it's back and we're looking forward to it. Tell us what we can expect from this year's Summer Music Festival at Brevard Music Center.
Mark, thanks for having us on this morning. We are so excited to bring music back to our stages and back to the beautiful mountains here in Western North Carolina. We will open our season on July 9th as we celebrate probably the most popular composer in classical music, Beethoven. He had a big birthday last year that we have to wait one more year. So it's Beethoven at 251. That's going to be a big focus of our concerts this year. And we have some of the most popular and favorite classical music to share with everyone this summer. We'll be running our season from July 9 through August 8th. With a special preseason concert on June 25th.
A special preseason concert on June the 25th. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Jane Monheit, the wonderful jazz singer, will be coming out to us from Los Angeles, and she's going to be singing with our jazz students who will be playing their final concert of the season on June 25th. And we're really excited, Mark, because all of our concerts are outdoors. So as we are opening up, we are still able to keep everyone as comfortable and safe as we possibly can.
Yeah, that's one thing I was going to mention, that beautiful outdoor space that you have. I've seen numerous shows there. That's going to make for, I think, an even safer environment for your audience. Jason, let's stick with you a little bit. The Summer Music Festival is July 9th through August 8th. You said that it's opening, of course, with Beethoven. Can you highlight a few of the other things you're really excited about for this year's Summer Music Festival at Brevard Music Center?
Absolutely. Our artistic director, Keith Lockhart, returns for 3 weeks out of our 5 weeks, which is exciting to have him here. We'll be doing Dvorak's New World Symphony, which I know is one of his favorite works. We have some wonderful chamber music concerts as well that are going to be scheduled in the outdoors. So unlike past years where they have been in indoor facilities, so we get to share our chamber music with our outdoor audiences. We welcome back some great artists like violinist Anna Kiko Myers, the great pianist Garrick Olson. And we also have our BMC Presents series, which is our series of non-classical concerts where we get to really open our campus up to our community. And we're so excited that kicking that series off will be Shannon Whitworth and Woody Platt from our very own Steep Canyon Rangers.
Wow. Oh, that'll be a great show. Kat, I'm going to come to you for information here in just a moment, but Jason, let me stick with you here for a moment. Jason, talk to us about the Brevard Music Center, its uniqueness, and truly what it brings to Western North Carolina.
Thank you, Mark. Brevard is just a magical place here. We are a school, we are a festival, we are a place for wonderful musicians to come together during the summer, just focus on learning and making music and then sharing it with the public. In a normal season, we're bringing 500 students from around the country with a faculty of over 100. And they're working together to really create the next generation of great musicians. And they do this on this beautiful campus. I'm looking at it right now outside of my window, and there is activity, a buzz here as we're getting ready to welcome them all here. We have a bit of a smaller group this year, but nonetheless, we are so excited to be able to bring our mission to life once again, teaching these wonderful students and performing these great concerts.
Jason, were you able to at least make some lemonade out of the lemons that were handed to us last year? I know you didn't have the Summer Music Festival, but were you still able to have any classes or anything last year?
Well, last year, Mark, I'll use a word we're not allowed to use here. We pivoted.
Yeah, yeah.
We became an online music conglomerate, I like to joke, where we put a lot of content online to share with our concert goers, our donors who we couldn't welcome in person. We also connected with as many students as we could, offering online masterclasses and lectures and other types of interactions, really looking to provide a community for these students who were all of a sudden isolated in a way that is pretty unnatural for musicians.
Yeah.
Usually we learn together, we work together, you know, we have an orchestra of 100 people on stage usually. So we wanted to make sure we were taking as good care of them as possible.
Well, I really appreciate you answering that question for us, Jason. I was really certainly concerned about knowing that you pivoted and did anything you could last year, which really, really, I'm of the camp of so many other people that are so excited that Brevard Music Center is back and that your Summer Music Festival is back. Kat Warner, Marketing and Communications Manager for Brevard Music Center, talk to us about the specifics. How can we find out more about the Music Center and about this Summer Music Festival that's coming up this July through August?
Absolutely. Well, to find out more about the festival, you can go to our website. It is brevardmusic.org. Once you arrive at the website, there are a few different ways to get to our ticketing site. There is a badge that says tickets. There's also, you can click on the main summer festival banner. Once you click on that, that will take you to our full series. All the concerts, all the performances that we're going to be having this year are listed there with more information. Tickets actually go on sale today to the general public. So they are now officially available. It has been incredible and really an extraordinary welcome back to the community and reopening and really having this wonderful welcoming back of music at the Brevard Music Center. And we are so looking forward to having everyone back. So more information we have there. There's also, you can call the box office as well if you would like. The number is 828-862-2105. And you can also find out more information or purchase your tickets on that line as well.
Fantastic. Kat, yes, you took the words right out of my mouth. We are so excited that our treasure, Brevard Music Center, is back open for regular business, or as regular as we can be right now, this coming summer and for the Summer Music Festival. And once again, tickets go on sale beginning today. So our timing is perfect. BrevardMusic.org, or you can call 828-862-2105. Jason Posnick, Vice President and Chief Artistic Officer of Brevard Music Center, thank you so much for taking some time to join with us today. I know you've got a lot going on, especially with tickets going on sale today. So thank you for taking the time. Kat, same with you. You got a busy day today. Tickets are on sale today. You're going to be hopping. Kat Warner, Marketing and Communications Manager for Brevard Music Center, thank you both for taking some time out. Don't be strangers. Let's keep talking this season, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mark.
Absolutely. Take care of yourself. Once again, Kat Warner and Jason Posnick with Brevard Music Center. And so happy to know that Brevard Music Center and the Summer Music Festival is back on this year. Again, the places to go is brevardmusic.org, or give them a call at 828-862-2105 with the knowledge that tickets for the Summer Music Festival go on sale beginning today.